This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. An open seat in the U.S. Senate combined with Louisiana's unique jungle primary system means a record number of candidates on the November 8th ballot.
My name is Donald Crawdaddy Crawford, and I'm running for U.S. Senate as a Republican.
21 have qualified so far, with one more day to sign up. Perennial candidate Bob Lang of Natchitoches is another one of the six who qualified Thursday.
I just didn't get it done like I wanted to in 2010. I'm going to be able to get on TV this time.
Greg Taylor Jr., an unemployed janitor, came in from New Orleans to qualify.
I caught three buses to get here and walk about 2 miles.
He wants to legalize and tax drugs rather than jailing people for using them. Charles Marsala is also from New Orleans, a Republican who wants to focus on environmental issues.
The dead zone to me is a big issue. No one has addressed that. And I think a senator from Louisiana should use the resources we have here to draw attention to what's going on.
Josh Pellerin, a Lafayette Democrat, is also looking toward the Gulf.
Louisiana needs a champion. We need someone who can come in and really help to grow and develop the oil and gas.
Most of Thursday's qualifiers were fuzzy about the funds they'd need to contend in the race. Pellerin, who has raised and spent six figures thus far, said,
I believe it depends on who the candidate is. My opponents, how much is it going to cost them to try to beat me? That could cost $10, $15 million.
And the Reverend Peter Williams of Lettsworth, a Democrat, simply said,
funding will come in due time.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.